Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
For this Resurrection Sunday weekend, it's Fred Perry and Second Generation with Just Do It. Gather the kids around. This is a song for them as well. I'm the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Just do it.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have the, I don't want to call them group, but I will call them family because they are a family. Fred Perry and Second Generation, welcome to Real Gospel, everybody.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all got to be louder than that because y'all not talking into the microphones. So somebody
thank
lean.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got mom and dad here and the kids, right? So this is, am I correct? This is a family group.
Yes, sir.
Sort of like Forever Jones, right?
Right.
Okay. No comparison to Forever Jones, but it's a, you all are a family group. So you all are in here. You're in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for coming by the studios. And tell us a little bit about, I always like to say, there is somebody listening to this interview who just found Jesus Christ on yesterday. And they have no idea whom you are or are. Tell them who you are and how you all found Christ and just what's your testimony?
We are Fred Perry and Second Generation. Fred Perry is the father and lead singer of the group, well, Pastor Fred Perry. And Second Generation is our three sons, Frederick, Jordan, and Isaiah, and I'm their mom. Evangelist Tanya Perry, and I'm their manager as well. So my husband's a PK kid, I'm a PK kid, so we all grew up in church, and we're all singers, we're actually all musicians, so this is really nothing new for us. My husband and I sung in a group together for 22 years, and that season kind of come and went. And so my boys kind of, my oldest son kind of started writing music, and my husband decided that we needed to put the lyrics and music together and do a project. And here we are, and it was like overnight, God just blessed immediately. And I took everything I learned from managing my own group for 22 years and took that and a little extra and put it into our family, and it's just amazing, like, blew up overnight.
May seem like it's overnight, but
yeah,
you know what,
yeah.
God's timing,
oh, yeah.
Preparation. So, wow,
exactly.
That's an awesome testimony. So, Pastor, how long have you all been pastoring?
I've been preaching, I guess, for over 15 years now.
Okay.
But I'm not pastoring currently right now. I'm associated at my dad's church.
Okay. What's the name of it? Where is it?
Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Meadon, Tennessee, where Pastor David L. Perry is the pastor.
Okay, service times?
Service time. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. Regular service at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday morning. On Wednesday night, 6:30 Bible study.
Amen. So, when did you all know that you all had something special with your sons that you wanted to do more with it?
Well, originally I started my own ministry back here 4 or 5 years ago. And when I started my own ministry, the wife was the worship leader. My oldest son was the MD, master of music department there. And my middle son, Jordan, played drums. And my baby boy, he sung. And so therefore, whenever we had engagements that came up, that was our male course. We took them along with a few of the other men that were there at the church, and we kind of started our male course. And every Sunday, you know, God would allow me and my oldest son, after I'm preaching or while I'm preaching, he playing something, and then God give me words to go with it. So we started singing our stuff out, and that's how we basically got started, literally singing me and the boys out with that. You know, we sung at home for years. I would get off work and come home, and my oldest son would be playing on the piano. He said, "Daddy, sing something." And I'm like, "What are you playing?" He said, "I don't know, just make up something." So we've been writing songs for years, ever since he was 9 years old. So God just put it in my spirit to, let's record them, and just where you have something as you travel up and down the road, you have something for people to hear of you. And ever since we've done that recording, the Lord just really blessed us that we had to basically formulate the group in order to meet the needs of the people wanting to hear us sing.
Amen. You know, see, something good can happen from being a PK, right?
Yes, sir.
I've been there. I'm a PK. So I've been there. When I first heard the song, Just Do It, I made a joke. But it wasn't a joke. When I played it on the air, I said, this is one of those songs that if you're a parent, you're hoping that your kids are in the car listening to it, you know, and maybe they're probably not. You know, it's probably one of those moments when you hope they're listening to it, but they're probably not there, and you're going, man, so-and-so should be here right now. They need to hear this song. So what's been the feedback from that song?
It's been kind of amazing. Our baby boy, Isaiah, who's 13, our minister Isaiah, he's a preacher too.
Oh.
He actually wrote the song, I guess, out of his own experiences as a child.
Okay, who came up with Just Do It?
Before
Nike. Okay. I thought maybe one of his parents said,
No. Well, and I guess we probably said, if you just do it like we said, do it the first time, then you won't get in trouble and we won't have to come back. Okay. So, you know. He's wise well beyond his years, so, you know, for him to come up with the words and stuff that he did, it was just absolutely amazing.
Okay. You know, something just hit me. You said you're an evangelist, and y'all are at a Baptist church. You gotta explain that one. You gotta explain it.
I mean, it's not hard to explain.
Okay. I'm just saying, because for the listeners, because, you know, come on, you know.
We belong to a Baptist church, but we're not hung up on denomination.
Gotcha.
We allow God to lead, direct, and guide us however he see fit.
Okay.
And that's just the way I take it in my life, because I don't want to just get confined to believe in this way, because, like I say, God is a God of much knowledge, and however he blesses me, I want to be blessed. So that however he lead me, it's not just a Baptist thing. However God lead and he want to work, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
And at the same time, I know my place.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of females that are in ministry, and they try to, I guess, push their way through. They want to go into pastor study with the men. They want to sit in the pulpit and all of that. My ministry is so much bigger than where I sit, at church. You know, I have my own salon, so I actually do more ministry behind my salon chair than I do in anybody's.
Because you hear everything.
Most definitely,
you hear everything. So yeah, a lot of ministry goes on there. I wanted to make sure, because people who are listening, you know, if you grew up traditionally Baptist or primitive Baptist or whatever, missionary, but then the terminology evangelist is not commonly used in those areas. That's why I wanted you to elaborate on that. Although we are all called to evangelize,
that's
you have to break it down. But for some people who don't know, then we just explained all that. So we have a young minister who is preaching. Now, which one is he? Where is he at?
Isaiah.
And if Isaiah will creep over to that other mic over there, Isaiah. How old are you, Isaiah? Brother Isaiah?
13.
All right. Well, 13-year-old, when did you feel the anointing of God to want to start proclaiming the word of God?
It was before I actually accepted my calling to preach, which was in around April. But I had been, like, kind of knowing that I was supposed to preach over a year past that time.
How did you know, being 13, how did you know that there was a call on your life from God?
Because I had thoughts about it at first, because of my mother being an evangelist and my dad being a pastor.
Wow.
And it was like every time I thought about it and I had a situation that I was going through or something like that, it was like my anger just would get over me and stuff like that. So I knew there was a reason behind me having these thoughts and everything. So after I accepted my calling to preach, everything just changed. So I knew I was doing the right thing.
Wow. What words of advice, what wisdom can you give young kids your age who are listening to you right now in terms of whatever it is that you feel in your heart and your spirit that God wants you to share?
The best thing that I could tell them is to don't pay attention to nonsense people. People that are going to tell you the wrong thing and going to lead you down the wrong path. just pay attention to what God is trying to tell you, and you'll be all right.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. And so may God continue to lead you and guide you into all righteousness. And I do feel in my spirit that you are a tremendous asset, and you are going to do a lot of kingdom work. And many of our people will be blessed, saved, and sanctified through you. Amen. Amen. So we have a drummer, you said. Who's the drummer?
He's not drumming now. He's actually singing.
He's singing now. And that is Jordan. Jordan, creep on over to the microphone, Jordan. You're named after one of my favorite basketball players, Michael. The greatest of all time, let me add.
Yes, sir.
So, see, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody agrees. So, what are you doing in ministry?
I just recently, you know, I was the late one to the crew.
Okay.
I sang background for the group, and I have a song on the new album that's coming out.
Okay, the name of the new album is?
The Wisdom Project.
Oh, okay. Now, who wrote Just Do It? Was that you?
No, it was my little brother.
Okay, so you wrote. Okay, the preacher.
Yeah, the preacher.
Okay, the young pastor. He wrote that. Okay, that's awesome. So whose voice is that in the beginning? Is that him as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so he's doing it all. Okay. I appreciate that. And so what do you see yourself doing for the kingdom?
I don't know. I'm trying to, you know, take it one step at a time, you know. Just try to see how everything plays out. Cause, you know,
amen.
When we recently started the group, you know, I never imagined myself singing, you know, doing anything with this. But, you know, as my life went on and I matured, you know, things just began to fall in place, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, I'm just going to take it one step at a time and see where God leads me.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's a song, too. No, that's one day at a time. I'm old school, too. So how old are you?
I'm 19.
19. Okay, God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. My daughter just turned 20. She's a freshman here at a college in Nashville. So, you know, you are a very well groomed and very well mannered young man.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. Your parents have done well with you, and God is going to continue to bless you because of your obedience.
Yes, sir.
At your age.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
And so we've got Fred Jr.
Yes, sir.
Or is it Frederick Jr.? Come on over here to the microphone, son. Yes. What role do you play in this group?
Wear a couple hats.
I see the mantle on your shoulders. you do a lot.
Songwriter. Uh-huh. I'm the MD, the music director.
Okay.
Piano. Sing background, and I lead a few songs.
Okay. So when did you first start playing the piano?
I started playing when I was around 9 years old.
Wow.
I started out on drums. Started playing drums when I was 2 years old.
So you're just naturally gifted.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of like a prodigy. My mom played for 20, 30 years.
Wow.
And she used to tell me that when she played the organ at church, there used to kick in her stomach. So
wow.
I'm pretty sure I was destined to do this.
Yes. I'm going to drop another terminology that most people so you are anointed.
Oh,
amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, come on. I've been around a little while.
Not yes,
that,
sir.
But I grew up in church. I know some of the cliches, not all of them. But when we say it, in this terminology of being anointed, predestined, mm-hmm. set aside for a cause.
Right.
By the Lord.
Right.
You have been.
Yes, sir.
And you are. Amen. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Young man. And so you are, you understand more of the business aspect of what's going on. Huh?
I do. I'm the one that I like doing the undercover type stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have to be in the
up front.
Front.
Yeah. You know, you don't mind playing the background.
Yes, sir. I make sure the group is running smooth, make sure the music is right. And I run practices and rehearsals.
Keeping your little brothers in check.
Yeah, I have to. I'm the one that everybody stays mad at all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to have that one person in the group in order to make sure that it runs smooth and that we're the best that we can be.
Listen, hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break right now. Remember, if you are enjoying this interview, you can find out more about this wonderful group by going to my Facebook page right now, Real Gospel with the X-Man, or my Twitter, Real Gospel X-Man. They would love to hear from you, by the way. We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of this break, I know we're breaking from the norm, we're going to hear more from Fred Perry and Second Generation.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.